from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Hey-o!
How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good. Fine.
You know what? I've had a conversation with somebody about that, too.
Okay.
Because for me, if I say pretty good, then that's like, that's pretty much good. I can say the word pretty. But it's good. But I had a conversation with an old coworker, and they're like, well, pretty good means that it's not that good. I'm like, I see why you're saying that, but it's way better than fine.
So, see, now I'll come in on that one.
Okay.
Because I had a huge argument with somebody one time because they would get mad at me because I would say fine, which to me is a synonym of good.
No.
No.
Yes.
All right. Okay, when a woman says, how you doing? I'm all right, I'm fine. When a woman says I'm fine, do you take it as fine?
Well, yeah, but when they say they're good, I don't take it as good.
Exactly.
Oh,
so you can say anything. It doesn't matter.
It's fine, never as good as it might sound.
If any of my girlfriends say fine, I'm like, oh, what's up? What's going on?
Now, all right.
Tone means something.
Tone does mean something, yeah.
Like if I say, I'm fine this morning.
I don't like the word fine.
And I think it's, for me, the conversation came like over text message. You're 100% right. I agree with you 100%, Zach. In person, it does mean different things. Where do we put okay in the hierarchy of those phrases?
See, because I would think okay to me is decent. It's almost good, slightly less. It's
okay.
it's like a B minus. Uh-huh. Okay.
All
you
right.
Get it on a test. How'd you do on the test?
Okay.
Like to me, that is an 81.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if I say, how'd you do on the test? And you say fine, that to me is an 85. Like that's fine. Like it wasn't, I could have done better, but it was.
See, that would be lower for me too. I think fine and okay. I use those interchangeably.
Okay, I like okay, but with fine,
I don't.
Oh, you don't? I like fine. No, I don't. I take that back. I don't like fine. I don't like fine at all.
No.
And it makes me worry. It puts a little concern in me when I hear fine.
I'm like, okay. Again, it's like
I'm
fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, if you say it that way.
Yes.
But I could do this way. I'm great. Yeah, I'm great. Everything's great. It's great. Great.
Now, you can make the point, or I can make the point, that the reason I don't like fine is from the Italian Job, a movie that I know that you've seen, Zach, and I think you've seen Monica with Jason Statham, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. I may need to watch that again. It's been a while.
Because they say fine, and they're like, well, you know what fine means? Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. When somebody says they're fine.
Yeah, but I'm those things all the time. What does that really matter? I mean, I just want to point out, I typed into the Google machine synonyms for the word good. That's all I typed. Okay, so it gave me a list. The first one on the list, fine. Okay, so there. Second was quality, superior, satisfactory, etc. But the first one.
I'm looking at it right now.
Fine.
Yeah. You're right.
You're right, but it's wrong. Fine, you should just, let's just take it out.
So where did you put pretty good? And then we can move on.
Pretty good is slightly above fine. It's like getting an 88 or an 89 on your test.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
All right. I'll accept that. That's acceptable.
That's acceptable.
You said, what's your friend, pretty good?
I said pretty good, and they always like, well, what's wrong?
Oh.
Why is it just pretty good? Like, why aren't you good? Like, what's wrong? I'm like, pretty good is there. It's like next door neighbors. They're good. Okay. Like, I'm decent right now.
And see, it's just, I don't understand what people say.
I know, as soon as I said it.
Yeah.
When you say fine, right, it means bad, and that's what it is.
Like straight.
You don't have to read into, like, for me, for example, I will give you the courtesy right now, is you don't ever have to read into my statements of passive aggression. If I say I'm fine, fine.
That's fair.
And if I'm not fine and you say, how are you? I will say, die. Like, see, it'll be very, you'll have a really
I'll understand
clear
quickly.
Idea. Friggin' horrible. You know, that sort of thing. So how's everybody doing this morning? You know what? Text in with one word. How are you doing?
You go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know. Sum yours up in one word. 5-2-3-5-3.
You're fine.
How are you this morning? Are you fine? Are you good? Are you bad?
We'll come in here with fine.
That's an interesting. I'm glad that you said that, because this conversation I've been wanting to have, but I keep forgetting to have it because I don't think about it until somebody says
Your friend was right, though, to check and ask questions, even though you said pretty good.
You know what that friend is?
What are they?
It's what those people that just like, they try to create things.
They're
they
looking for something.
Busybody.
Yes.
Okay? No.
That friend of yours.
Just doing
that's
too
a,
much.
A real friend. Just concerned.
A busybody say what? This guy says, I'll leave my family. If they leave me, I don't care. I need to do this in the next 5 years. Also, shout out to everybody texting in their one word statement of how they feel this morning. We have Sarah in Christiansburg with, we have a tired. Let's see. Brian Lynchburg, stressed. Now, Erica says fine.
She has LOL.
Okay. See, now that's two then. So really, you have to say fine, and then you just have to leave it at that. We have a bleh and a marvelous. Mm-hmm. So one marvelous.
I'm most concerned about the marvelous.
You think so?
I'm very concerned about that person.
They're chipper today.
Like somebody needs to do a wellness check on that person.
Are we all right? It's very early.
What's going on?
How can you possibly?
Or maybe it's the end of the night for them. It's the end of the shift.
Now we're marvelous.
Shift, yes, marvelous.
Now we're feeling Marvy.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yep. He says, I'm willing to give up my entire family. I don't care.
Wow.
He said, because in the next 5 years, I'm moving to Australia, damn it. He told his wife and kid, one-year-old kid, he said, I'm leaving you. He said, if you're not coming along, then, you know, bye. And they're like, but you can't just leave your family. He said, yes, I will. You got 5 years. Within 5 years, I'm moving to Australia because it's something I have to do.
Well, wow.
I blame COVID a little bit.
They have the choice to go with them. Why do you blame COVID?
Because I think COVID made people think like, okay, what is on my bucket list? Because I'm going to make it happen because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world I can't control.
So you're saying how dare COVID inspire us to live our lives in the moment and really do the things we wanted to do?
Sometimes you take all the risk and you say, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
doing
though.
It.
How about instead of blaming COVID, we credit COVID?
No, well,
that's a more positive word, though. Like it's telling him to knock things off his bucket list.
But he's leaving his family. I blame COVID.
He's not. No. He's not leaving his family because he gave them a heads up.
He did.
They are making the choice on whether or not they go with him.
Yeah.
His family is abandoning him
if
they don't go.
Because the wife was like, I really don't want to go to Australia.
Sounds selfish to me.
Within 5 years.
You know, I would flip that around, though, because I do believe if we brought this story in and the wife is like, it has always been my dream to move to Australia and I need you to support me on this. We would be sitting here going, how come this guy, what does he have here? Like, does he have some important job that he just has to be here for? Like, why can't he live in the moment? Why doesn't he realize that life is precious?
That's exactly
and
what would happen.
You need to follow your dreams.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can flip it around.
And let's say, do you know where they live? Let's say they live in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure living in North Carolina forever is not on her bucket list. But going to Australia is on his bucket list.
Why can't they just visit, you know, just travel more instead of just moving to Australia?
Visiting is not on his bucket list.
Antoine, it's yet again another example of what I, as a relationship expert, will teach everybody what the word compromise means in a relationship. Because they say relationships are about compromise.
Yes, they are.
Yes. So what that means as the man is that sometimes you have to compromise.
Correct.
And do the things that your woman really wants to do.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And then it also means that you have to compromise as a man and never get to do the things you wanted to do because your wife doesn't want to.
That makes sense.
Oh, my goodness.
Compromise.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Maybe she will compromise and, you know, they'll work together.
What do you think? What is it? You know, because I get it where you think to himself, I used to have these ideas and these plans. And I could see he probably thinks to himself, I have now been trapped in a box by life.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that's not a negative on the family, though I believe they would use it as one.
Yeah.
Is that life has put him into this situation. And he thinks to myself, well, that's it then for me. Like, this is it. I don't get to do anything else. He's trapped.
And he has this one thing, Australia.
That's all he wants.
That's right. All.
A simple request.
Just to live there.
A simple request.
Mm. It's a very simple request. You only have
Maybe
to move 7,000 miles away.
Yes.
That's it.
So what is the compromise?
Maybe she agrees to, since the kid is only one, so not even in school
yet. So the kid doesn't know anything.
So that's easier.
So maybe we just go and we live there for a year and see how it works out and see how we adjust. And then if it works out well, then we'll stay. And if not, we'll just head back home.
That actually would be a compromise. Look, that is right there.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Hey,
that is something.
It's a compromise if you remove the year. Like, let's just go there, move there, and see how it goes. Because he wants to live there forever.
Uh-huh.
You're telling him, I'm giving you 365 days.
Uh-huh.
The compromise is, let's go until we don't enjoy it, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, don't set that timing thing, because you never know. That way, it could be less. Because we are omitting the really important fact here, that Australia is weird.
It
might be a weekend.
Exactly. He might get there, get off the plane, and a snake bites him in the testicles, and he goes, nope,
I'm out.
Yep. Never mind.
I had someone to text in just now. I've told my husband and three daughters we're moving to Florida in 5 years. It's happening.
See? Oh, okay, Monica, put your foot down. Yell at her. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, so you have to tell this woman how she's
they
being...
don't see, but she didn't. There's no more story to it. I think they want to move to Florida.
No, she said, I told.
Mm-hmm. I told them.
That wasn't,
and they said,
that
you
wasn't
know what?
We discussed and or they, we agreed.
He said, you know what, wifey? Florida sounds like a great idea.
Oh, wow.
That's what I took from that text.
She has forgotten everything I just taught her about compromise. I tried.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Maybe it's some science lowdown.
Science.
This freaky stuff right here. I mean, I guess it's good if it works, but it's just so weird. Our brains are weird. Science is weird. Mm-hmm. So in Japan, they've invented electric chopsticks that'll make food taste salty without salt on it.
So weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
which ultimately,
if that's a good thing or not.
Well, it is because you can get the flavors of salt without actually having to take in the sodium intake. So, yeah, it's a great thing.
Save you from a stroke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you didn't have to make it so extreme. But, so you head so you don't die.
Take it there.
But yeah, they say they've developed chopsticks, so it'll artificially create the taste of salt.
Huh.
It transmits sodium ions from food through the chopsticks. And then I guess you have a mini computer on your wristband.
Yeah.
And however that operates, I don't get it. But it tricks your brain into the sensations of salty taste.
I don't love the idea of my brain being tricked, though. Because then I always worry about how far that can go of tricking my brain.
Well, you know what? I would throw it back that my brain is tricking me all the time. So
that's valid.
That stupid jerk he deserves it. He deserves it. He's been torturing me for years. It's about time I torture him back the other way. But it is, I mean, it really kind of opens up that whole level of, you know, could you eat a piece of kale and have it feel like it was pizza?
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Wow. Lose some weight.
Trick you, and I'm just over here eating seaweed going, these Doritos are wonderful.
Well,
okay, maybe I'm starting to come around a little bit.
Yeah, but again, you're
tricking
right
my brain,
because the next thing you know, they're like, don't hit yourself or, you know, whatever it is. Here's another interesting bit of science. So downloading songs on your phone instead of streaming them is better for the environment.
Okay, I download.
Download instead of streaming?
Yeah, so if you listen to a song on, you know, Spotify, and you just listen to it on Spotify and have it streamed to you, it is twice as much effect on the environment as if you just download the song and then listen to it on your phone.
Okay.
I'd really like to pretend to care. Well, here's the thing is, I understand. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. But now I have to download. I have to have all of those files that's slowing down whatever system I'm downloading to, whether it's my computer or my phone.
Yeah.
Versus just reaching out to my dear friend Spotify or my dear friend Tidal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it costs it requires the same amount of energy to download or stream a song initially, but then once it's downloaded, it takes way less to play it. Here's where I can give you the little tidbit about this, Antoine, that will make you care.
Okay.
When you play downloaded songs, it uses half as much battery on your phone.
That's valid. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yep.
I use Treble, so I download all my songs.
You use what?
What?
The Treble app.
So the Treble app.
Yes, so I have to download my song. So I usually think of a song, and I'm like, oh, this is what I want to hear. And I put it in, and I download.
What is Treble?
I've never heard of
this
either.
You don't have to say it like that.
Because I do.
With it, too. I don't appreciate that.
Treble Music.
Yes.
So it's a music streaming app?
It's a music app where you download the songs you want to hear, and you may have to watch a commercial here and there.
And you felt the need because there's so many other widely popular free services with plenty
that
of music.
Don't do that.
Yeah, because hold on. Because you didn't know the environmental, you know, significance of streaming versus downloading.
Right?
So then why were you downloading?
Because I have songs that pop up in my head and I just want them right away. And so I just go to Treble and I just put them in and download.
Right. Please pop a song. Please say a song right now.
No, I don't want that.
I can find it on my phone.
I don't want you to do that. Yeah. No. No.
So just remember, when you're thinking of using Apple Music or Spotify or Pandora or, you know, even Tidal. Nope. Monica's like, well, I use Bloopy.
I just use Treble.
Yep. I use Blonde Tiffle. Why? I don't know. Wait, because it has less songs. That's what I want to use, the one that offers me less stuff for that. Okay. Running. This is the last one because it's just goofy. So They did a study on people running. And they had them do the 30, like a 100-yard dash or a 30-meter sprint is what it says. So they run about 100 feet. And you assume, because they teach you when you're running, you know, and you see Usain Bolt and all those people, they run and they pump their arms.
Yes, they do.
And it coordinates with their legs and all that stuff. And this research said that essentially that doesn't make you run any faster than if you just run with your arms folded like this.
Now, if someone's running with their arms folded, I would love to see it.
With your shoulders just going.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Swinging your arms is unnecessary. Can you imagine someone in the 100-yard dash just standing there going, all right, we ready? Let's just do this. Come on.
So casual about it.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about an Olympic race, it is significant because it says the people who pumped their arms ran 0.08 seconds faster. So hardly anything.
Uh-huh.
But for the average human that doesn't really run that fast anyway, you might as well just run with your arms folded. The other one I would like is if you could just run with your arms down at your side. Without moving them.
Just run. Like you're being tied, like you're running from a kidnapper.
Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it.
I like it. Like you're being tied up. Like you're a mummy that has escaped from a museum.
Play the game right now.
As we go, here we go, there we go, everywhere this is. Celebrity either or. Woo. Back and forth in categories.
Categories.
Cats is how we play the game. Celebrity either or. It is Antoine. It is Monica. And I put together a couple of lists. And sometimes it's things of similarity. Sometimes it's people whose names sound the same. And we go back and forth in two different rounds as we get ready to play.
Celebrity either or.
Round one. Round one. Now, Antoine, earlier this week, we had a story about how much Snoop Dogg charges to do a verse on a song.
Yeah, it was like $250,000.
Well, hopefully you have remembered numbers like that because they're going to come into play here. You just have to tell me which rapper charges more.
All right.
I'll give you two rappers. Who charges more to be on the song? Round one is best of five, and then we'll get into the streaking round. In round two, I get my official score sheet ready, which is this piece of scrap paper right here. Very exciting. Okay. Round one. Antoine, please tell me, who charges more to be on your rap song? Is it rapper DaBaby or rapper Lil Baby? Which baby charges more? Wow. Da or Lil?
We came out the gates with the hard one.
Yeah.
Or did we?
What in the SAT is that? All right. I'm going to go with, I feel like he overvalues himself. I'm going with DaBaby.
Okay. Yeah, DaBaby does think he's very, very
important.
He has
to pay for all the, you know, bail and bonds to get out of prison.
Yeah. Well, you would be correct. Uh-huh. Yes. DaBaby thinks he's awesome. So DaBaby charges $300,000 to be on a song. Lil Baby is a bargain at $100,000.
Okay.
You can have three little babies
For DaBaby.
Right.
For the price of DaBaby.
Right. DaBaby over here, you could just get one DaBaby. But instead, you could have three little babies for the price of a DaBaby. Okay. That's enough baby talk. So one for you, Antoine. Round two. Well, it's round one, question two. Snoop Dogg, who was the person we were talking about, okay, who charges more to be on a song? Is it Snoop Dogg or rapper 2 Chainz? Snoop Dogg or 2 Chainz?
I could see 2 Chainz charging the grip, too, but I'm going with Uncle Snoop. I'm going Snoop Dogg.
He does. I mean, he has the bigger name.
Yeah.
He has more of the legend, and you are correct. $250,000 for Snoop, $100,000 again for 2 Chainz.
I should have been a rapper.
I wonder how much he charges just to say 2 Chainz, but not actually be on the song. Like 10 grand?
Yeah, 10 to 15.
Actually, I feel confident that he charges extra for that.
Oh, to say 2 Chainz.
Yeah,
oh,
because a lot of rappers pay extra for like those little moments that they have.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get some divas up in here. Who costs more to be on your song? Is it Megan Thee Stallion or Nicki Minaj?
I'm going with Nicki.
Yeah, she does think she's important. I'll tell you what, I don't even know what Megan Thee Stallion charges. I couldn't find a good amount, but Nicki Minaj wants $500,000.
Yeah.
And I knew it was lower than that. So I just went with, whatever. Okay, next up, who charges more? Kendrick Lamar or rapper YoungBoy Never Broke Again?
NBA YoungBoy. I'm going with Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Bigger name.
Is?
Super Bowl.
Yes, but it's close. Kendrick is $400,000. YoungBoy Never Broke Again is $300,000.
Really? And that's why he's never broke again.
Yeah. Okay. But or ever featured on anybody's songs, because I can't think of any. Okay. Final one. You got 4 out of 5. Doing good. Is it rapper J. Cole or Roddy Ricch?
I'm going with J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Cole out of North Carolina.
Yep, that's it.
correct. And here's the interesting tidbit about both of them. J. Cole doesn't charge to do a verse on a song. He charges $2,000 a word.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And he can put some words together.
So they said on average, that's about $400,000 to $700,000. No wonder he raps so fast with so many words.
So can I just buy a word?
I'm getting paid for this.
Can I just contact him? Can I talk to his management? I just want a word.
He's probably like, A-I-U, what?
Yeah. L-M-N-O-P.
How much for a letter?
A-I-U what, baby? That's 10 grand. Give me my money right now. Roddy Ricch, by the way, you know how much he charges?
How much?
He won't do it. He says he doesn't care. No amount of money, no. He said, I don't want to be in your song.
Oh.
Wow. Kiss You'd be butt. On his song or that's it?
Yeah. That was pretty. Said no All amount right, of money. Man. So that was impressive right there. He said, I only care about the music. I don't care about the money.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Kiss it. Until, you know, if Elon Musk had him on a song, he'd be like, hey, E-I-O-U, 10 grand.
I rap about Tesla.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. 5 out of 5. Monica, you got your work cut out for you. Yeah. And you also have to deal with way lesser celebrities on the food chain. Because now we're going to people on Cameo. Mm-hmm. So that's a website where you can pay people to like, wish your girlfriend a happy birthday because they were once on a reality show. So how much do these people cost? So you have Apple founder Steve Wozniak, who once dated my mom and was on Dancing with the Stars. I may need to get him to do a birthday wish for her. I don't have to do that. Or boxer Floyd Money Mayweather. Who charges more?
Who charges more? Floyd.
Money Mayweather.
Yeah, Floyd charges $15,000.
Walking around with money.
Steve Wozniak, $600.
$600?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, when you compare the two like that, because you think to yourself, I'm not paying $600 for, $15,000.
I won't pay that anyway. I'll call you, Zach, and tell you to find out how to contact
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Okay. Monica Brooks, the nanny Fran Drescher.
Fran.
You can get a greeting from her. Or actor and comedian Pauly Shore. Who charges more?
Oh. I think that Pauly Shore charges more.
Sorry, he's $325. Fran is $750. She's pricey.
Oh. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
I was trying to think they have a reboot of the show.
They did.
Oh.
Yes. Or they're going to or whatever it is. Okay. There's everybody loves The Office, the TV show. So you could get a message from Oscar from The Office or Kevin from The Office.
Kevin.
You say Kevin, and you are correct. By
$5. That's it? Okay.
Kevin is $225 and Oscar is $220.
Ah.
There you go. Yeah. Kevin actually makes bank on Cameo. He was talking about how much money. Anyway. Okay. Rapper Boosie Badass, formerly known as Lil Boosie.
Wipe me down.
Or music legend Smokey Robinson. Who charges more? Boosie Badass or Smokey?
Boosie.
You like Boosie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. High opinion of himself.
Yeah.
$1,500. Smokey Robinson, $550.
He's still Smokey.
Yeah, your mama would love that for her birthday. That'd be fantastic. Okay, final one. Let's move on to internet social media stars.
Oh.
How much more expensive? The dabbing granny. She's a grandma who's marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Or TikToker Stuart Armour.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going with Stuart.
You're going with Stuart. Yep. Okay. Ooh, I'm sorry. The dabbing granny charges $399. Stuart, $2. Nobody knows who this guy is. We have no idea. So $2. All right, you only got three. So you got your work cut out for you in round two. Monica, you will be dealing with two incredibly lovable actors. Antoine, you'll be dealing with some Justins, so we'll get into that next.
Round two.
We return now to celebrity either or. Antoine is in the lead 5-3, but this is the streaking round.
We're going streaking!
You go till you go no more.
Okay.
So, Monica, you need at least two to keep this alive. Now, Nicolas Cage has been making the rounds right now because he's got that new movie out where he plays Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But the crazy, even crazier version of Nicolas Cage. He's been very lovable. Everybody loves him now. So just tell me if this factoid is about him or equally lovable actor Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Keanu,
yeah. Everybody loves Keanu, too.
He's all right.
Yeah. So Nicolas Cage, Keanu Reeves. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Was Neo in the Matrix movies?
Keanu.
That is correct. Again, is it Nicolas Cage or Keanu Reeves? Starred in the car thief movie Gone in 60 Seconds.
That was Nicolas.
That was Nicolas. There you go. Okay. The game continues. Was on the bus that couldn't go below 50 miles per hour or it would blow up.
Keanu.
Correct. Nicolas Cage or Keanu Reeves? Once said in a movie,
put the bunny back in the bag. put the bunny back in the bag?
Don't look over here. I know the answer. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Put the bunny back in the bag.
You know what? It sounds like both of them, too. Like, when you do the voice, I can see both of them saying, even though I know who said it.
Put the bunny back in the bag.
Okay, I'm going Keanu. Oh, crap. What movie is that?
Con Air. I thought that was a pretty easy one.
No.
I thought we were rolling here in the game.
No.
Monica could maybe start building a lead in all of this.
What's the next one? I'm just curious.
The next one was famously spent tons of money and once owned a castle and a dinosaur skull.
Okay, Nicholas.
Yep, that is correct. Has been married 5 times, and the other one is 0.
Okay, then that is... That's Keanu.
No, okay. You only got one more.
Okay, all right. Never mind.
Okay, well, you got 3. Mm. So the game continues now. Antoine, you have to get at least 1 to force a tiebreaker. And you are a big Justin Bieber fan.
I'm a believer.
Yeah, you love you some Justins.
I do.
So let's go to the round talented. Of Justins. Does the factoid belong to Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake?
Okay. I know Biebs and Justin Randall. All right, we're good to go. Let's go.
Let's see what we have here. Is older, like way older.
I'm going with Justin Randall Timberlake.
Let's see. That is correct. Okay. It is all tied up. So you just have to get this one to win, or we force a tiebreaker. Has more studio albums with 6. The other has 5.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
And I'm okay. Wait, is this a J. Cole rap song? Ooh, okay. $8,000.
That was $8,000 right there. And I guess you probably can't answer this, but we're just talking solo albums.
These are solo
albums. Okay.
Solo studio albums. I can't answer that.
All right. Justin had Justified. Timberlake had Justified. I'm going to say, and this is who had more.
Yep.
I'm going to say Biebs. Justin Bieber has had more studio albums.
Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker. You, sir.
Correct!
Oh! Woo. And you have to applaud Justin Bieber's Christmas album, which is the thing that got put him over the top.
His Christmas album.
He had a Christmas album, which counts.
Yeah.
He would have been so disappointed in me if I had gotten that wrong.
Yep. You got that one correct. So there you go. Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you.
You are the winner of Celebrity Either Or.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Oh, this poor town screwed up because there's this town in Japan and they were going to give everybody, you know, a COVID check, their stimmy.
Yeah.
And they decided they were going to give everybody in the town, so 463 households, $781.
All okay. Right.
And they accidentally mailed all the checks to one guy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, mine.
Oh, yes.
Who, by the way, took it all.
Mine.
Yes, did.
What are you supposed to do?
$362,000. And it's already gone. That's what he said. He's like, it's gone.
It's sorry. Well, you sent it to me.
Exactly.
I thought it was for me.
I was like, hey, this government, shout out to them.
Yeah, thank you.
He said it has been transferred to an account at another financial institution. It cannot be undone anymore. I will not run. I will pay for my crime. That's it.
Oh.
He's out there telling people, vote in your local election. See what it did for me.
Yeah. So, and everyone's kind of wondering, how did he notice so fast and make it disappear so fast?
Uh-huh.
Like, because they figured out the mistake pretty quickly, and it was already gone.
Already.
He moved fast.
Man, he was, like, sitting online, like, with his app open, and he saw the money go in.
Oh,
he's like,
shoot.
Just taking pictures.
He's
picture,
like,
all right, picture.
Cash app. Thank you. Never mind. I don't know what's going on. So, yep. Oopsie.
Somebody hire that guy. He was moving fast. He did some stuff. He know,
yeah, you know who hires that guy? The Yakuza. That's who hires that guy.
Number 2.
I thought this was interesting. I had no idea. Because you know how they select new emojis all the time? So there is an organization. This I knew. It's a nonprofit organization called the Unicode Consortium. And the Unicode Consortium meets once a year and they decide on which emojis they're going to add. But I didn't really understand the process. And the fact that you can submit... the suggestion for an emoji.
For a new emoji?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
I
you
like
can
this.
Do that. Yeah.
Wait, time out. What? Zach, just between us.
Yes, Antoine.
Why did you say that in front of Monica?
Oh.
She's already typing over there.
Wait, I forgot to put my hand up.
Well, yeah. You want us to do it. That's why you said it, right? Sorry. You want us to jump in there and submit.
I have great news, Antoine.
Guidelines.
It takes a Unicode. Little bit of effort.
Okay.
So what are you trying to say?
nothing.
If you have a couple of steps, you might not follow through because they may reach out and be like, hey, you know what? We're going to call you later.
Yeah, you have
to. We're going to have a Zoom meeting.
that's what it's going to be.
Include original artwork, examples of how you'd use it, things like Google search statistics to provide that other people would care about it, and it has to be in this specific format that they do. So, you know, you do have to put in some work here. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work as opposed to just writing in, you know, middle finger.
That's what you wanted.
I have till July the 31st.
You do.
You want to just fill in a blank and type it in there.
So
big booty.
They were sharing some that they've decided to not use. Somebody wanted to do the angry poop emoji. That didn't happen. Bitcoin and Dogecoin were shot down. Marijuana leaf. This one I thought would be good. I guess they just didn't like the design because dumpster fire to me seems like a good emoji.
Mm-hmm. Good. You know, that'd be my number one emoji.
Yeah, dumpster fire.
My number one emoji.
Hangover is another one that they shot down. They also shot down a mic drop, a pinky swear. Something that was half
pinky
human.
Swear is a good one.
That's what I thought too. Jesus.
Yes. Oh. I feel like I need to say that.
Jesus.
How you shoot down Jesus?
Like, I should feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just didn't like the way Jesus was depicted.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bad drawing.
Because, you know, there's fun Jesus and then there's like you've sinned Jesus. So it's like, which one do you actually go with? But yeah, you can go ahead and submit those if you want. It's the Unicode Consortium. Maybe somebody listening will have the next great emoji. How's that not a show on Peacock? The next great emoji. Tune in now.
Number one.
How about this show? Worst cereal ever. Sometimes we invent things that we just don't need. We put resources toward things that don't need to happen. Because the good people at Tropicana, well, you know Tropicana.
Yes.
Yeah, they make
great orange juice.
And if there's one thing we've learned over the years is cereal and orange juice really don't mix.
No, they do not.
Until today.
Nope.
Tropicana is releasing what they call Tropicana Crunch, the first cereal specifically designed to use orange juice instead of milk.
No, thank you.
So you pour yourself a bowl, kind of looks like Honey Bunches of Oats without the corn flaky bit stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then you just pour in your orange juice and enjoy. They say it's a honey and almond cereal that is granola style. Now, to their credit, they did describe it as the first cereal made for orange juice and maybe the last. So even they're saying it may not be that good.
See, I would argue people like Monica already have orange juice cereal. The people that love pulp. And their
like
orange
some,
juice. That's already cereal.
Yeah.
You already have to chew
it.
You
gotta chew my drink a little bit. I like a little chew in my drink.
I hate it so much.
Extra pulp, please.
I like gag.
Never have I said I like a little chew in my drink. I like a little drink in my drink and chew in my food. That's why I don't like soup, because that has turned my food into drink.
And why I don't like Bloody Marys. There's too much food in there.
Oh my God, they put like a whole meal
in
there.
Yeah, just give me a beverage,
it's
a liquid.
Just, it's like it looks like what the inside of my stomach, I imagine, yeah. looks like if I ate all of it. Things.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
So today's scam is on Jason. And Jason owns a lawn care company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling about his services. Only problem is I didn't see the N. So I thought it was a law company, not a lawn company, but a law company. And now I've confessed to some crimes. It's the birthday scam, client lawnmower confidentiality on the K92 Morning Thang.
Lawn Services, Jason speaking.
Hello, I'm calling to inquire about hiring you for your services.
Okay, sure. Hit me. What's your name?
It's Andrew Bernard.
All right, Mr. Bernard. Cool. What's the address?
Address? Like my address?
Yeah. Like wherever it is that you want us to come.
You come to me?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. That's fantastic. Okay, great. So it's 2230 Avenue.
All right, cool. And what services exactly would you be looking for?
Well, I mean, you're the expert, so you'll let me know. But it has to do with a situation where... Okay, so I can just come out and say it because I know that this is a safe space and everything. I stole a bunch of stuff from a few of my neighbors.
What?
Yeah. I'd take stuff when I knew they weren't home, and then I would sell it on Craigslist.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, because I need your services. I need to get the charges dropped, and so I figure you need to know everything in order to do that.
I think you, like, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
And then, so it all ties together because I was using the money to cheat on my wife.
Oh my God. Dude, Andrew.
Okay. Well, hang on, because it really wasn't cheating because she was in a coma. So it doesn't count as cheating when she's in a coma because she's not in a married state of mind, right? Like, that's a law, right? Is that the law?
How the hell would I know that? I don't know. Why are you even asking me, man?
Because it's what you do.
I don't get, wait, what do you mean it's what you do?
Your services.
My services?
Yeah.
Andrew, that literally makes no sense.
This is law services, right?
Is lawn services, Andrew. Lawn services. I'm a landscaper.
I just told you that stuff. I thought it said law services.
You gotta not read so quickly, man. It's lawn services, bro. There's an N in it.
Yeah, but I thought it was just like, you know, law services. Yes.
Wouldn't you have like an eighth grade education?
Okay, well, all right, but you can't tell anybody that I told you that because that's like the confidentiality agreement client.
I am not a lawyer. There is no confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, but you don't have like, you know, client lawnmower confidentiality or something?
Do you understand the words that are coming out? That doesn't even make any sense.
Okay. So if I hire you to mow my lawn, is that enough for the hush money?
Man, I don't think your lawn's big enough for this. Look, just to be completely honest, I don't really care. This is honestly amusing to me at this point. I don't want to do anything with this. I'm hanging up. And I'm done here.
Okay, well, before you do, since it is amusing for you, it is a birthday scam. So that was the goal, was it, for it to be amusing for you? Hey, Jason, it's Zach from K92. You're on the radio right now. It's a birthday scam. Hi, happy birthday.
I'm amused. Yeah, this is actually kind of funny.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday
scam. We get ready to play Who Knows Who.
Woo.
Antoine and Monica trying to figure each other out. Climb inside each other's skulls. The prisons of each other's brains. And see how they would answer the questions. It's newlywed game style.
Yes.
You call it a prison? To jump into someone's head?
Depends on the skull.
It depends on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the brain.
Yours is some. You know what? Prison is a strong term. Definitely an adventure. I'd call it more of purgatory.
Oh,
that sort of
in between.
Yes.
It could go one way or the other.
Or the upside down. I'd also call it that for sure. But Antoine, that is your job today. So I will tie the rope around your waist and we will throw you down in there and we will see what happens. You're just trying to figure out. I furnish each of you some questions. You're matching it. I was just thinking about, you know, because the newlywed game is the classic way that this all started back in the day where they asked, you know, the husband or the wife some questions and then they're newlywed. So what do they really know about each other? Like, who was that person that really for the first time thought about, well, ask questions and the other person try to match the answers? Like, genius right there. And we don't even know who that guy or gal is.
And they don't get any credit.
Was it Wink Martindale?
I don't think so.
May have been. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and play the game right now.
Round one.
Monica, I shall give you a question that I gave to Antoine.
Okay.
I told him you have to move to a new city.
Hmm.
Any city you choose will come with a paycheck that allows you to live a perfectly normal middle-class existence, okay?
All right.
So you're not going to be rich, but you're not going to be poor.
Uh-huh.
What city are you choosing? Did Antoine choose Los Angeles, California, New York City, New York, or Miami, Florida?
Ooh. I don't think he went with New York because, you know, when it's cold there, it's cold.
It is cold.
You know? And
it is dirty.
When it's cold, it's cold.
It's cold.
You know, when it's cold here, it's warm, just to be clear.
It's cold, though. You know what I'm saying, though. It's
like, well, I do, because you know what? I can tell you this much. For example, when it's cold in Puerto Rico, when my stepmom, who lives in Puerto Rico, declares it to be cold, it is 77 degrees.
Yeah.
So there, when it's cold, it's warm. So there is that. New York is cold.
Yeah. Los Angeles, I mean, I feel like traffic is just a mess all the time. A headache. And you got a random, you know, wildfire and smoke and everything. Just, oh, God. I'm going with Miami. Because at least then, you know, you're chilling. You can just hang out, see some celebrities. There's a beach. It's warm. It's lots of bodies.
You're Will Smith.
He probably is there. After he recovers, he leaves India. He's going to be in Miami.
Antoine?
You're wrong.
Okay.
Ah, sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Los Angeles.
Did you want some Miami theme music anyway? Yeah. It's just changing your vote.
And why Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. I mean, for all the reasons that you said Miami, except you forgot about hurricanes in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like.
And Florida people.
Yeah. I feel like in Los Angeles, you know, they're a little progressive. And people work there. I feel like people actually have jobs in Los Angeles. In Miami, I just don't know what people would do for a living.
Well, I feel like in Los Angeles, I have a couple friends there, and they're like, it's hard to work. Everything's just so, you know.
I mean, it's hard to work, but people have jobs.
Yeah, they have.
Like, you know that they have jobs.
Yeah, but what do I care if other people have jobs? Yeah. Paycheck is giving me the normal existence.
I feel like Miami's a 24-hour party,
Like, a picture that pops in your head when I say a specific city, like when I say New York City, picture like a skyline and I see it and it's dirty and it's cold.
I picture a subway.
Okay, you do.
And that would not work for me.
What do you picture when I say New York City?
Lots of food, good food, bad food, lots of rats.
So you picture rats running around the restaurant.
Maybe because the last time I was there, I got stuck.
See, because when I say Miami, Antoine, what do you
nightclub.
See? Nightclub. You see nightclub? See,
I see nightclub.
I see butts and thongs.
See, that's all I see.
It's butts and thongs,
I see lots of butts, lots of BBLs.
Right.
I just can't do that 24 hours a day.
I can't.
When you get used to it, I guess it's your morning, you know, butt rise.
It must be so sad to get used to that. You're just like, oh, butts and thongs.
I need to go to the mountains.
Where are your pants, woman? I need to go to Nebraska where women wear pants. Women have khakis on. Okay, Antoine, I gave her this question. I said, is there a celebrity that you genuinely think would have a crush on you if they met you? So she believes that if this celebrity met her,
okay,
they'd be like, oh, yeah. Monica, do you want to go to Arby's and get some curly fries? A, Bill Gates. B, Usher. Or C, Adam Sandler.
I think all three of them would have a crush on you, Monica.
Oh, that's very kind.
That's a very diplomatic answer.
But I mean,
you said when they get to know her?
When they get to know
you. I was thinking initially.
Okay, I'll take Antoine's very thank you.
All right, I am going A, Bill Gates. Only because that's one that Monica has said on the record that she would shoot her shot with.
He's already my boo thing.
If the circumstances presented themselves.
Oh, she's like, I already got him.
No. So I'm going Bill Gates.
No.
Ooh, Usher. That means you're wrong.
I said, the only reason I said Usher is because if you watch his performances, you watch him on stage, he likes a thicker chick. And I mean, I'm a thick fit chick. And that's the only reason why I said it.
Okay.
And he married his hairstylist. So just like a random, like his second marriage or whatever it was. Yeah.
And I think he's a little pervy. So he's probably, he's into just about anybody.
He's just like, hey.
Okay, you know what? Not to diminish you, that came off wrong.
Yes, it did.
You know, I take it. Forget I talked at all during any of that.
Talk for a living.
Yeah. I don't. I talk for death. I talk for my death.
Round two.
Continuing who knows who. We are deadlocked at zero as Antoine and Monica try to figure each other out. So, Monica, I gave Antoine a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I said surprise, because that's what you have to do when you surprise somebody.
You have
surprise.
To say it. Mm-hmm. You have to announce it.
Tonight, you get to have front row seats to any concert you want, living or dead.
Okay.
The only catch is it's the last concert you will ever go to in your life.
Oh.
And this is it. Last one. Who are you going to see? Is it A, Justin Timberlake, B, Jay-Z, or C, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince in their heyday?
It's not that one. Even though he loves Jazzy Jeff, all that. Nope, it's not that. I believe...
A big bowl of cornball right there.
And Timberlake, he has all the hits, but I can't wait. Dun, 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 dun. I think we're all right just listening to it on the radio. All right, so I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Which Justin Timberlake song was that you were just singing there?
I forget. They all kind of blend.
I can't wait. Say it for me.
I can't wait.
It was suit and tie.
Okay, yes, it is.
Oh, really? That would be the one that would have Jay-Z on it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I guess both of them. I thought you chose that on purpose, actually.
Whoa.
All right, well, Monica, you'd be right.
Correct. You are correct. Jay-Z.
Not necessarily for the reasons that you gave.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Justin Timberlake puts on, like, he's like a performer. So he's going to put on a hell of a show.
Uh-huh.
I just, for me, Jay-Z is the artist that I know the most lyrics to.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So
like, you want to look cool in the front row.
Like, I want to be in the front row. Jay, I want to be rapping along.
I know him.
Like, that's those
his
are the
concert
best concerts.
So hype.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be Jay. If I'm going to go out, no more concerts, it's going to be with my goat of rap.
Did you see DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince in their heyday?
I did not.
I did.
Oh.
I did.
I don't like you as much right now.
They were just as corny as you.
Oh, you. They were great.
There you go. All right, point for you. Monica, you need a point on this one. Actually, Antoine, you need a point on this one to match Monica's answer. Here it is. If you could only celebrate one holiday a year,
oh man,
what would it be?
Good question.
And I did tell her, I said, your birthday counts in here also. So if you don't pick it, it doesn't get celebrated. So is it A, your birthday, B, Mother's Day, or C, Christmas? You only get to celebrate one.
Wow.
That's it. And all the other holidays are gone.
And this includes family, correct? Like, it's not just they get to do it without her. It's like everything. All right. Oh, this one's tough because she loves her birthday. I don't think she really loves Mother's Day that much because I feel like the gifts are always like, meh.
Piece of macaroni.
Yeah. Like, they're little art projects from school.
But
that
it is the day to be worshipped.
Yeah, Monica's worshipped every day, though. Our queen.
Yes. Okay, so... even more.
Oh, no.
I'm going with Christmas. I'm going with Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I said Christmas.
Okay.
There it is.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because just something about just Christmas Day, Christmas morning, and kids and family.
Decorating.
And all day. Yeah. It's just, you know, I enjoy all of that.
I like it too. That'd be my one. Yeah. Pick that one.
And
all
that's
day long.
And that's the day that she could celebrate with her family. Uh-huh. Mother's Day and her birthday is all about her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christmas is about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And her.
Oh,
and
tiebreaker.
We move to tiebreaker. Monica, you got the first point in the game today, so you can decide. This is a question about me. Do you want the question or do you want to give it to Antoine?
I'll take the question.
Okay. Sports related. About
I'll pass.
Too late.
What did I do first in life? Did I go to a Boston Red Sox baseball game, a Boston Bruins hockey game, or a New England Patriots football game? Which one did I do first?
Okay, I'm going with the baseball game first.
And before you respond, yes, and for everybody listening right now in your cars, at work, or whatever, if you could see the look of disgust on Monica's face as Zach was asking her that question and going through the choices,
yes,
like, you would have thought she just smelled the worst thing ever.
But instead, it was my fond childhood memories that she was smelling, and that's the face that she makes, which is the same one as Duty Diaper.
Oh,
so
no.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So your answer is?
The baseball game.
You're going to go with the baseball
game. Yeah, yeah.
Get it right, you win.
Yeah, you win.
Fine.
Jerk.
I think if it had been football season, she would have said a football game.
Maybe. It's true. Yeah. Yeah, I went to a Boston Red Sox baseball game. I believe I was 6 years old, and they played the Seattle Mariners.
Seattle.
And it's funny the things that you remember, but there was a guy that sat in front of us. He was a deaf guy.
Uh-huh.
And he had hearing aids. Like, I remember this. He had the big hearing aids you used to see back in the day. And the entire game, he rooted for the Seattle Mariners, and he would stand up and he would go, "Win! Win! Win!"
Love it.
I remember that.
Aw.
And the Red Sox won in extra innings, and my dad declared to me, "Boy, we shut that deaf guy up." So, you know, that's parenting right there.
That's probably the best experience, going to a baseball game, especially as a kid.
Man, this is how old school Fenway Park used to be back in the day, too, is I remember, you know how they do da-da-da-da-da-da, and you charge, and I remember that. And they used to have it where the ushers, the people that wipe off your seats and stuff, they used to have trumpets, like bugles. Like, dur, 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 like if you, and they would actually blow them. And
that's
kind of
cool.
I know. I mean, you would think I went to this game in 1904. Like, Babe Ruth was playing in it. But, yeah. That was there you go. There's your little tidbit down memory lane.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Well, you got two different houses here. I guess you have to choose which one would you rather live in. Because each of them come with some sort of interesting situation underneath the house or in the basement. California homeowner, they've been hearing some weird noise from their house for a while, coming from underneath the house, just weird noise, like all winter. I'm like, man, what's this weird noise? Well, it was five bears. Whoa. So if you'd like to insert any Goldilocks-related jokes now, you may do so.
Or Berenstain.
Berenstain Bears. Oh, my God. They were such whiners. I couldn't stand that family. Like no, I'm living in that tree. Just the dad. They remind me. They're like the bear version of Caillou, which is the other children's show. Like the kids were annoying.
The mom always had the bonnet on.
Yep. The mom and the dad were always just, man, they just never. It's like they never had a date night. Ever.
No.
Never class themselves up. Nope, just over there eating honey. And what shocks me about this story is, let me play you a clip of what it sounds like when a bear is snoring, because there were five bears hibernating underneath their house. So this was all winter. And to hear this noise and not do anything about it, that's a bear snoring.
Oh, we don't know the. It's a funny scratching sound.
That was a husband.
He's
like, what?
It's husband. Just, like somebody revving a motorcycle.
Sound like somebody had too much chili. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, five bears living underneath the house, and they had the bear people had to come in and get rid of them.
Yeah.
So would you rather have five bears underneath your house or this situation?
Yeah, because there's a house in Fairfax, Virginia, technically Nova. That's $800,000. It is five bedrooms and four baths.
Okay.
Like, that's a very nice price.
That's a big old house.
For that big house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the kicker. There's a stranger that lives in the basement that comes with the house.
Oh, you have to keep him.
And you have to keep him in the listing. Like, when you are buying, in the listing, it says, hold on, let me make sure I read it word for word. Oh, I've lost it. Where is it at? Okay, it says, no access to see the lower level. There is acknowledgement that the home will convey with a person living in said lower level with no lease in place. The most recent owner, he was a man. He owned the house, and a woman came up to him, and she goes, hey, I need a place to live. He goes, all right, I have this basement. You can stay in the basement for the time being. The time being turned into forever, and he feels bad selling the house and making her leave. So if you buy the house,
you gotta have
she
her.
Gets to stay with no access to where she lives.
This, by the way, was, I believe, season two of Ozark. This is, I mean, this is the entire thing. They bought a house and they had old guy in the basement, and that's they just lived with Buddy.
And so with that, they received five offers, even a cash offer.
Yeah.
But the person that bought the house has now called in their lawyers to see if there's some way
to
evict the stranger downstairs.
No, you bought the house.
She comes with the house.
There's no lease in place.
She's part of the house.
Like, that's
this is
her
like
house.
Monster house. She is the house.
She is the house.
She's part. It's like the television mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
You know what they should have done? They should have mounted her on the wall, because then you can't get rid of her. She conveys with the house.
Huh. She's not doing anything, right?
The lower level has a walkout basement, so she never comes upstairs, and you never go downstairs. There's a legal bedroom, a full bath, storage, and a large living area. It's like her own little apartment.
I mean, I would put a wall up so she couldn't get, you know, walk upstairs or anything.
Well, she can't. There's access.
There's none at all.
Unless you go outside the house.
At least like a baby gate or something.
She just looks over.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number three.
Actor Al Pacino turned 82
on Monday.
Yeah, happy birthday to him.
You're supposed to just yell, hoo-ah.
Yeah, well, he was hanging out with his 28-year-old girlfriend.
Hoo-ah.
I know. There's pictures of them at the at an Italian restaurant, and he has a phone case, a Shrek phone case, because he's trying to stay, you know, hip.
Okay.
Cool, something like that. I don't know. But anyway, this girl has been known to date quite a few people, because she dated Mick Jagger and Clint Eastwood.
Okay. So she likes dating old
Clint
rich
Eastwood,
guys.
Clint Eastwood, who is now 91 and still kicking.
Yeah. I mean, Al Pacino looks fine for 82 years old, but... I mean, no 28-year-old is attracted to an 82-year-old person, right? Like, it just doesn't happen.
She likes putting them to bed. She's like, you know, we'll watch little Andy Griffith and you can go to sleep.
Right, and then steal his wallet and go out with all her friends.
Well.
And she's got a pattern of it.
Yeah, she does.
Wow.
Antoine, or maybe she has a type. She likes older.
If you were like a 28-year-old sexy lady, would you just go like date rich guys for their money?
I would not.
You would not?
I would date young people for their money.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right.
Number two.
Oh my gosh. Howie Mandel, you know he's OCD and he has all kinds of stuff going on. Well, he got COVID.
Yeah, which is bad for him because he's
very
a germaphobe.
Bad. Yes, he's a germaphobe, huge germaphobe. And he said that it really, you know, mentally affected him.
Yeah, and Howie, to his credit, what he does
torture.
Is he shares the stuff that he struggles with mentally because he wants to talk about it so other people can relate and kind of remove the stigma. And he said it was hell for him.
I got locked away for 10 days. And, you know, my symptoms weren't terrible, But the mental pain of me being locked in a room for 10 days, not going near anybody, I went insane. And I still feel like I'm recovering from that, the insanity. And I'm not joking. I got incredibly depressed, incredibly neurotic.
I got incredibly efficient on the amount of shows I watched.
Got a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, that sounds good. Miserable for him, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds bad.
You can imagine, like, the panic attacks and stuff. Because he had issues with just, you know, someone walking by wanting to shake his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah! You know, so.
I know in some cases you think he'd be good with isolation because he don't want to be around anybody
else. But no,
it's
a lot. It's too much.
I think he's somebody, he can't be alone with his own thoughts for too long.
Number one.
And remember Hailey Bieber, she also had COVID. And she ended up having a stroke. I don't know if it was because, you know, if she had something else going on, but she had a stroke. And I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, she did have a hole in her heart.
Yeah, and they said that she had surgery to close a hole in her heart post-stroke.
Yeah, she was talking about, I mean, this is a 25-year-old girl who just had
really young,
a stroke.
Looks healthy, you know.
So this is what happened.
Sitting at breakfast with my husband, and all of a sudden I felt this really weird sensation that kind of like traveled down my arm. Justin was like, "Are you okay?" And when I went to respond, I couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. The right side of my face started drooping. So obviously immediately I thought I was having a full-blown stroke.
And they said that they figured it was because she was on birth control, also had COVID, and she took a long flight to Paris.
Okay.
So it's probably
there's
just a combination half, you know,
France's
of all that.
Fault. Yes, France's fault.
Let's blame
I
them.
Get it. Yeah. She did have a little bit of a sense of humor. This is when the ambulance came to take her away.
Got in the ambulance to the hospital. There was actually a funny moment where they were calling into the hospital to explain what they were bringing in. And they were like, "I have a 30-year-old female." And I was like, "I'm 25. Oh. I had to make sure that they weren't going to age me 5 years for no reason. You know?
I'm not that old. Come on. Well, I'm glad she's all right, yeah. For sure. You know, you want to be good at stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? You want to do stuff and be like, "Man, he's good at stuff. Boy, look at her. She's good at stuff." Then sometimes we just realize,
"Oh, no. We suck again."
Just not good at things.
No matter how hard we try.
People suck. People suck.
Not good.
People suck. I don't like y'all.
I'll tell you what. I suck at socks. I suck.
You do?
At
what?
I suck at socks.
At socks. I just said I suck at socks. I was like, wait, what?
I suck at socks.
Antoine, at socks.
I suck at sucking. I'm just so awesome. I can't even. No, I suck at socks.
Oh.
I can't keep socks. I have so many orphan socks.
Mm-hmm.
It's comical.
So many lonely ones.
I would say at least 30 socks, single socks that sit there on top of my dresser. I don't know what happens to the other ones.
You're going to say, how is that?
I don't know.
Where are they going? Like the kids' rooms? Maybe.
I think my wife hates me and burns them. That might be what it
She's
is.
I'm gonna take this one.
That's all I can think of.
Slowly drive you crazy.
Right. I think that's what it is. This is the long con. She's been doing it forever, and it's going to send me down some path of ruin, I guess. Because I mean, I just I don't know where they go.
I don't know.
At least for you, the thing that you suck at is kind of out of your control. Like, we can place blame in other places. Like, we can blame your wife. We can blame your kids.
Okay.
For the thing that I suck at, it's all me. Anything and everything arts and crafts related, I suck at. I suck at drawing. I suck at cutting. I suck at gluing. Like, all of it.
Now I just want to do all that stuff.
It's the worst.
I'm like, don't we have some construction paper in the back.
You could draw a straight line, and hand to God, I cannot cut down that straight line. Like, no matter how hard I try, the scissors are going to move in and out like
there?
A drunk driver.
Yeah, we do.
I cannot. I cannot do it.
And I think Monica wants to just put him on the spot.
This
and make
is why
him
I don't
draw.
Need people like you in my life.
I'm helping you.
How are you helping him?
Because I'm a friend. And so you want to perfect it. You have to practice. Practice.
My hands are shaking already just trying to do this.
No, you got this.
Like, I don't even know.
The paper's shaking. He's trying
to. Stop. Now she's recording me. Now I got to turn away.
This is for your records.
All
right, I'm trying to cut it straight. Well, I'm just trying to follow the line on the paper.
He's following the line. You take your time, and we'll continue to talk about other things while you work on your project.
No, I missed the spot.
You take your time, honey. There you go. Oh, look, he's studying the paper. He even pulled it up.
Like, and I just cut a straight line. Like, I don't know what it is, but I can't do it. I don't know if
that was the slowest scissor I've ever seen in my life.
And that's the other reason. It takes me forever.
Can you imagine if you were a doctor, the patient was like, the patient will wake up from the anesthesia. Are you done?
It would run out. So shout out to everybody I ever worked with at Breck, because they had to do all of that. When it was arts and crafts, when it was art class, Mr. Antoine wasn't helping anybody out.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not super good at any of that kind of drawing stuff. When I was a kid, you know, because kids, you'd sit there and draw.
Yeah.
Mine was always a teepee.
Always.
You everything.
Have to do the go to. Every kid has their go to thing.
Yeah, like, I would do the teepee on the landscape, and I could get the sun in the corner, the and sun. Then a bunch of like M birds and an occasional tree, and that was it. And
I tell you what, my son in the corner. My son in the corner was.
There's a good looking.
That's
sun
a good looking sun right there.
Yeah.
I'm about to bring in some of Hendrick's drawings and stuff. Yeah, because he likes to draw himself as the biggest person in the house.
Ooh, I like it. So, I like it. Yes.
Yeah. So daddy is always smaller and mommy's small. And his Jared was like, "Who's a tall guy in the picture?" He's like, "That's me."
Ah.
That's me. I'm big.
BFG right there.
Yeah. I suck at it, a lot of the things that do with kids. I have kids of my own. But I suck at everything to do with kids. Yeah, even started from birth with baby talking. I never could do it. I can't do it. I gave up on it. It's just not in me.
Yep. Monica, actually, she doesn't talk to babies. She talks down to babies. That's
all she
does.
Well, I talk to them as little people. They're little people.
No, but you talk to them as like little science experiments. You're like, hello, baby.
Hey.
Baby.
Yeah, I tried. I'm like, this is not working.
They're breathing right now, baby.
I know a couple friends that can really, they have perfected the baby talk. Like, they can do the gaga, goo goo, you know, blah, 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 to dogs, everything. And it works.
I can do it, but I feel like a fool. I feel like a straight up moron.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, look at your little baby. Come here. Come on over here.
Let's go. Come on.
Go ahead. You do it, Monica.
Yeah,
I want you to tell a baby, like a baby's walking for the first time. So encourage the baby to take their first steps. Go.
You got it, little fella. Just get up. Move.
Just get up.
Just do it.
Just get up, even though I just knocked you over. I suck. If you want to declare your suckitude, it's okay. We can all suck together. 52353, let us know.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
Got about 20 minutes to still use this hour's gas signal. It's Book, B-O-O-K. Try to win a $100 daily prize and a $1,000 weekly prize. All local winners in the K92 Great Gas Rescue. He bought a bird on the internet.
Okay,
it happens. People buy birds at random places, yard sales and stuff.
Monica's mother bought a bird at a yard sale.
Petey
the parrot.
Was Petey actually for sale at the yard sale, or was he just standing on a branch nearby the yard sale and your mother just took him?
She said he was for sale.
Dollar, yeah. I'll take him.
Hey, Petey.
Ugh, yard sales. My street does a block yard sale.
Yes.
I got a bunch of crap I want to get rid of this
year. There you go.
So yeah, you're part of the yard sale.
Actually have to be part of the yard sale.
I'll bring my stuff over to your house and I'm going to post that.
You
right
get
there.
The hell away.
And can I put a lemonade stand out there too?
You need to just leave.
All right, then fine.
You'll give Zach a percentage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. You believe that? You believe the lies coming out your mouth right now? Get out of here. So he buys a cockatoo at a yard sale, and the cockatoo likes to sing a song. See if you recognize the song, because he didn't know the song.
So this is dumb. I just bought a cockatoo from a guy on Craigslist, and it keeps on making these noises. If you guys know what he's saying, could you tell me what are you making this?
Hello, pretty bird. What you saying?
I know it. Yeah, I know it. I know this song.
You know the song?
Do you know it, Monica?
Hit the floor.
Yep.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
Kick it in. That's a scary cockatoo right there.
Yeah.
That's a situation where you think, okay, that bird had to hear that song a lot to learn that song. I don't want to ever talk to the guy again who sold me this cockatoo. Yeah, on Craigslist. Teaching them that song. Yeah. Drowning Pool Bodies. That was the one. Tom Brady was all in his feels.
Really?
He's got this show called Man in the Arena, which is awesome. I've watched like the first three or four
episodes.
I've
been meaning to watch it. I haven't started yet.
It's so good. I mean, I'm a Patriots fan and I drink his bathwater, but the whole thing is interesting as they chronicle each season of him winning a Super Bowl. And they're getting toward the end of all of this. So he's older. And in this one, he's talking about, you know, being a father to his kids and everything.
I'm 44. I've got a family that I'm a dad to some amazing children. And when I think about being a dad, I think about him because of what my dad meant to me. And I know I'm not as good a dad to my kids that my dad's been to me. And I use them as my example as to how to keep a family together and to care and to support and to love.
Aw, Tommy.
Very sweet.
Look at him. All right, since we're all been in our feels here or our rage, let's go to laughing. This clip is ridiculous. So there was some talk show in France. This is actually a good idea. So the topic was people who have weird laughs.
Oh, boy.
So they looked for people who say, hey, my laugh is really weird, because some people do. So they got them all together, and then on the show, they got all of them laughing at the same time. So it's just, this is just a collection of some of the weirdest laughs you'll ever hear in your life. Squeezing a bunch of kids' toys.
That just ruins all of my joy.
I know. Doesn't,
like, I'm not happy at all.
No, it's too much.
And as somebody who's like done like stand-up comedy and improv comedy, there are those kind of laughers in the audience, and it's just like kind of like just ruins the moment. I'm like, will you stop it?
I don't mind the single laugh. You know, like, that makes me laugh. Like,
the single
one? Yeah, the single laugh. Like, it's just like that one. Yeah, that makes me laugh.
Okay, fine, Antoine. I'll return you to joy.
Take it, little bird.
I tell
Love
you
it.
What.
Woo.
Don't make that bird angry.
No,
do not make that bird angry.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.